SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about separating work and vacation time. Why is it so hard for some of us to do it? My guests are human resource expert Sean Talley and Sonia Lowry, chief adventure officer for Sonia Lowry's World Next Door. Lines are open. We're taking your calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you. Kathy, calling from Maryland, what's on your mind?
Hi there. My situation, I guess, is a little bit different because I wanted to disconnect up until about a year ago. I truly wanted to disconnect, but ironically, I work in human resources also.
what's up with these HR people?
these HR people. But you know what? We were so short-handed that when I went away, I had to keep up with emails and respond to folks because it was just me. I was in an off-site office of HR for a bank. And so it was hard for me to disconnect because I was just shorthanded. Luckily, this is a happy ending. Somebody woke up and they got me two people to help me. And this year was the first time that I took a vacation and I did not respond to an email.
There you go. And look, you're saying yay. So obviously it was good for you, Kathy. Thank you so much. But Sean, the reality is that in this modern workplace, everybody is doing the one-man band. You don't have huge staffs all the time unless you've got a VP in front of your name or SVP. Talk to me about staffing and how that affects workers' ability to take vacations. And are some people actually penalized in one way, shape, or form from taking a vacation?
Well, see, I think this ties back to what we talked about is the reason why you're not taking the vacation. Now, we've talked about there is the fear aspect. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about the part of just I don't want to miss things that are going on. So whether you're a VP or not. So, for example, if one of my employees takes off, then I know that I might need to jump in and do some of their work. So it's really not about whether somebody is superior or inferior. And there are always people. And again, what this really comes down to is looking yourself in the mirror and realizing you're not that important. At the end of the day, the company can and will get along without you. So, for example, I do a lot of work in human resources, and there are certain very difficult, tough decisions that nobody on my staff would be able to make. So in that case, I might say, OK, I'll go to the head of quality or the CFO or maybe even another VP and say, hey, if this or that happens, I need you to make this call for me. So if it's something that's of a higher level, there are other managers and directors that might not have a degree in HR, but they're not idiots and they can make decisions. So really, it's about taking those steps to manage and plan for your vacation. There are things that you can delegate. Don't get me wrong. You might have a crisis that you might need to get back for, but typically you don't. What I always say is simple. If I wanted to worry about life and death issues, I would have been a doctor and made a whole lot more money. Okay. You know, and most of us aren't. And so really, it's nobody's going to die.
Right.
In most cases, if you're not there to resolve it.
But Sonia, have you had to say to some of your clients that have gone on these trips when they seem to be a little bit on edge about connecting or answering email, have you ever had to have a chill out conversation with them?
No, because for the most part, the places that we go are so can be remote. So we just got back from Thailand.
Okay.
So, you know, people weren't necessarily always able to check their phones. However, when you do find that Wi-Fi, that's when you get.
So they do it.
They do.
Yeah.
But I try to make my adventures on my trip so exciting. And, you know, there's so many things that are going on during the trip that, I mean, you cannot check your phone while you're riding on an elephant in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Yeah. you don't want to do that. No. You try to get a signal from the ears.
No. You wait till you get back to the hotel. But the statistics are really big. 55% of Americans don't take vacations
exactly.
at all. That just does not make any sense to me. And of the ones that do, 60% don't disconnect. So that's a huge problem. You need that time to be able to think, hit the reset button and recharge, so that when you get back to work, you're a different person. And we were just having this conversation earlier. Even there is a statistic that people who smoke cigarettes during their take breaks and smoke cigarettes, they're more productive than people who don't take those breaks. Even small breaks that you allow yourself to disconnect from the office are beneficial and will show benefit and will benefit an office.
Back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ray calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling, Ray. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm actually in HR. I'm an IT recruiter in DOD, and it's a high-pressure cooker environment. And, you know, we have to have backups. You know, I travel a lot, and, you know, we have credible backups so that we can kind of decompress and let go of that job when we're gone. And I've been gone for weeks at a time, and I put trust in my employee, my coworkers, that, you know, they can do the job as well. So it helps me decompress. And I noticed that, you know, I think it's an American thing, because overseas, they take 5-6 weeks of vacation all at once. Right. So I think, you know, one thing that I would say to people is that, you know, there's a option on your email. It's called out of office.
Well, there you go. Ray, thank you for that
point,
suggestion.
He's absolutely right. Spain and Germany are among the most holiday happy people, both offering over 34 days of paid leave each year. And it's mandatory.
But see, there could be an argument about Spain and Germany. Germany, one of the most productive companies in Western Europe. Spain, not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah, so, you know, and certainly, you know, America, you know, arguably being the greatest country on earth, you know, that's how we became that way, because of our productivity, certainly during the course of the 20th century. But again, that's another topic. I'm going to go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lisa calling from Northern Virginia. Thanks for calling, Lisa. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would just like to comment, and I have a question to raise. In terms of the people from Europe, I was in the Peace Corps long time ago, and I used to run into people from Europe all the time, and they would be like, I'm going to be gone for 3 months and 4 months. I'm like, don't you have a job? But it's because they look at life differently than we do. And the second thing is that, you know,
and maybe they eat less, if you, but, you know.
They're thinner, happier.
Yeah, thinner,
they
happier.
Drink wine.
Yeah, maybe so. Go ahead, Lisa.
That's true. And the second thing is that when I was working in the federal government, it's like I learned that, you know, you have to remember, if you die today, they're gonna have somebody to do your job. So it's not like, you know, you can't leave. But my question is, what do you do when you're a small business and it's just you? How do you handle that in terms of taking vacation?
Sean, I'll let you try that one, because that's the reality. We've seen a lot of that coming out of the Great Recession. A lot of people lost their jobs. They started their own business. And we see in social media, what's the mean, you know, grind today, grind tomorrow, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead kind of thing.
So two issues. First, I want to talk about what she mentioned in terms of Europe. And obviously, Europe has a different social system than we have in the United States. In Europe, most people get employment contracts. Here, we just get offer letters, and they can let you go anytime you want. But they actually get employment contracts that'll be 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. And typically, what people do is they take 6 months, 8 months, 10 months breaks in between those two contracts, because if you think about it, if you don't have to worry about health care, if you don't have to worry about, many of them don't have cars because the public transportation is great. And so it's easier and cheaper to live in a lot of European societies if you're not bringing in a lot of money, if you've just saved up a little bit. So that's why things are a little bit different with Europe, because of the social safety nets that they have over there. In regards to dealing with being a one-person company, I think, yes, it is different. It is challenging, and we can kind of get a little bit off the path in terms of looking at specific situations. But going back to the eight steps, that we talked about before, those can be modified even. Everything that I heard there really could be modified even for a sole proprietor. So that means, again, setting expectations in terms of your clients. If you are a single person business, you should have some sort of backups in place. And so, again, I'm not saying that it's easy, but in every case, you should be able to carve out some time because there's really no option here.
Yeah.
And it also depends on if that particular position that you have, can you work remotely? Can you work anywhere? Because a computer, just like we're saying, don't bring it on a vacation. But if you're lucky enough to have a job or create a job for yourself where you can work anywhere, then that's another great alternative. Yes, you're working, but you're working on a beach. You know, take that computer with you and go.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ron calling from Temple Hills. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I would just think that people sometimes don't understand the dynamic where they work. So a lot of people are apprehensive about taking vacations out of fear oftentimes. I don't know if that was addressed earlier. But a lot of times people are put in positions where, sure, you have vacation time on the books and things of that nature, but you're working for people that make you feel a bit apprehensive or indifferent when you take a vacation. Then you come back and the work environment is a little bit different when you return. But also, too, a lot of times, like I used to do forensic accounting, and it was hard as it being in an accounting department primarily to take vacation because you were always busy at the beginning of the month. You had you were closing at the beginning of the month for the end of the month, and then at the end of the month you had month-end closings. And then,
but Ron, let me ask you: have you ever really been able to disconnect? Have you been able to take a vacation and completely disconnect?
Yes, and but it was always, the environment was always kind of, there was always something out of place when I would return. But now being self-employed, what I've managed to do was I realized in what I'm doing now, there's an ebb and flow with the business, so I can plan from a budgetary standpoint and from a standpoint relating to my clients, so they'll know this time of the year I'm going to be a little less available and that sort of thing. And I've been doing that for 8 years now.
Well thank you so much, Ron. And those are two things that Sonia said earlier about planning ahead and also letting your clients know what your status is so that you don't miss them when it comes to the work and they don't miss you when it comes to the work. So thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate your comment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Trina, calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
Hi there. Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate this topic. I'm a career and a life coach, so this is near and dear to my heart. I am really in favor of taking time for yourself. We really have gotten to the point with all the devices that we have and how the economy has changed that the workplace has become a 24/7 on-demand environment, and it's toxic. And the employer will allow you to work as much as possible if you let him.
That's
the
true.
Other piece of it is, too, about worthiness. The gentleman had mentioned how actually you're not that important. So it goes both ways. Some people think that the company can't go on without them. But on the other hand, just feeling that stress that if you are not, overperforming, then you won't have a place. And it's really about what's important to you and taking care of yourself and that you're worthy and that you're worth it to take care of yourself and to have a enjoyable quality of life.
Sean, real quick.
Caller makes a great point there, and what we're getting at is simple. A company is going to take and take and take from you. They will never stop. You have to create that boundary. You have to decide when enough is enough. You have to put that stick in the ground.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Trina. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're going to talk on the other side about how to take a vacation, even when money is a little tight. We're also going to talk to Teresa in Fort Washington. Teresa, stay with us. We'll talk to you in just a bit. Stay with us.
Yeah, yeah. I get away.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about separating work and vacation time. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Teresa, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind? Teresa?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling. My job is very time-sensitive, date-sensitive. So I take vacation, and the last 2 days of the vacation, I begin to get anxiety thinking about what's there waiting for me that has not been taken care of. Now, my employer provides assistance when you go on vacation, but that's the bare minimum emergency stuff. So it takes me almost a good week to catch back up to where I need to be in addition to other tasks that I have. What can I do to enjoy the whole vacation and not begin to have anxiety toward the end of it?
Teresa, that really comes down to your planning. And I'm just assuming that if you are effectively planning ahead, then you shouldn't have that anxiety when you come back. And I'm hoping that that's the case. What is it exactly that you do?
I'm a patent secretary, actually. And our work is date sensitive. We get e-communications from all around the world. So you can't plan the unexpected. And there are always, you know, communications coming in that need to be processed, the dates that you have to adhere to and so forth. So at any given, and then over the weekend internationally, that you have Saturday and Sunday extra work on Monday because of the time differences. So there's really no planning per se. Mm-hmm. I feel that I need to learn how to better
delegate,
deal with it.
How about delegating to someone else in your office?
That's what the employer does, but they only delegate to take care of the emergencies, the things that have to be taken care of at that time, not run your entire practice.
Sean, it sounds to me, and this is probably not unusual, as if Teresa's employer, and I'm sure other employers as well, create a climate that makes you feel guilty about taking a vacation.
Now, I would disagree with that, because they this past several years, they have put together a health program, and they have really been adamant about people taking their vacation.
Okay, so then you're saying that the issue is with you. Go ahead, Sean.
I would think so.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, but seriously, not even just thinking about the 8 tips that we talked about earlier. This a lot of times.
Yeah, I missed that part.
Oh, okay. She can give you that in a little bit. But the point is this really has to come down to you as a person at a certain point. You have to make a decision that you matter. You have to make a decision that you are entitled to this time off. Trust me. Every single company can get by without any of us. They really can. And so you have to believe in that. Now, everybody's job is going to have date sensitive, time sensitive, decision sensitive things about it. But you have to make the decision to say that this is my time. Remember, I said these companies are going to take and they're going to keep taking. They're not going to stop when they see that you're tired. They're not going to stop when they see that you're sick. They don't care. And so, again, think about it this way. What if you had some sort of terrible disease and you couldn't work for 2 days? What would happen?
Yeah, they would keep going. So, So consider, you know, you have next time, just say you got the vacation disease and just kind of you got the vacation bug. So just let it go. But Teresa.
Yeah. And Teresa, remember, life has 0% survival rate. So it's best to go live it. As big as you can.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much.
I'll try that in October when I go to St. Thomas.
Well, there you go. Enjoy. Nice. Enjoy. And I think that's one of the important things, Sonia. It's not the end of the world, particularly if in your case you're at the end of the world with your vacations. How can you, I mean, you just mentioned Thailand. I mean, that, you know, that's not like going to Ocean City. So how do you, Sean's laughing. You know, for people who don't have Thailand, Fiji, Australia trip money, how do you recommend that they go on a vacation and really enjoy it on a budget?
Well, a getaway is a getaway, no matter what you do. You can take a daycation, a staycation, or a vacation, depending on the amount of time that you have. It's all about disconnecting, finding out what your budget is. And on our longer trips, the great thing is you can always make payments. So if, you know, you can, and quite honestly, we don't take extravagant amounts. It doesn't take extravagant amounts of money to go to Thailand. I think it was maybe $3,000 total. And we were gone for 13 days. Mm-hmm. And that included everything. So I try to make sure that our trips are budget friendly. And a lot of these people are, their girlfriends or guy friends are not going with them. So they say, well, I still want to go. How do I live life to the fullest? And no one wants to go with me. So we help to facilitate those type of people and let them know that there is a place that you can go to just get away. You don't need to go with someone else if they don't have their resources together. But we can we're here to help.
Mm-hmm. Another way to help pay for these vacations is use that same company that's overworking you. So a lot of times people have to travel for work. Every single job that I've ever had where I had to travel, typically they're fine with you staying an extra day or two. Maybe you might have to pay for the hotel yourself, but the flights and all that sort of thing is already taken care of. So try to squeeze out a day or two vacation sometimes when you're doing a work trip.
Which goes to my next point. Should people look to taking that full week, or should they focus perhaps more on a couple of days at a time? I mean, obviously, a full week, if you have the option, would be great if you had the money to leave and go wherever. But for those who cannot, is the 2-day vacation just as healthy, do you think?
I think it comes down to the person. So we've heard callers talk about, hey, I'm okay for the first 2 or 3 days, but after about that fourth day, I start feeling anxious. Well, at that point in time, you're not getting any benefit out of it. So maybe you're a 2 or 3 day vacation person. Or on the flip side, maybe you're a person that can't relax until you've been away for a few days. So I think it really kind of comes down to the person. Because even in a situation where you can't afford to be out of the country, say, for a week, you can be out of your job for a week. You might be gone for 2 or 3 days, but that doesn't mean you have to get home and go right back to work.
Yeah. And a lot of people plan vacations where you may fly out on Monday, you return on Thursday, but you've scheduled the entire Monday through Friday off so that you have a chance to recover or take a vacation from the vacation.
Yeah, but really a vacation is a state of mind. So I try to take several vacations throughout the year. I'll take 2 long vacations if I can, but a lot of mini vacations, so long weekends. So get in your car, drive a few hours out, pick a place on the map, and choose a hotel when you get there. It doesn't have to be anything that has to be overly planned, but when you get there, turn your phone off. Make sure that no one can get in contact with you, and do nothing, or, you know, relax in a hammock or go kayaking or something. So it doesn't have to take a whole lot of money or thought to just get away.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lisa calling from Northern Virginia. Hey, Lisa, you called back. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. Yes. No, this is a different Lisa. I was calling, I believe, Teresa, who called in. She works in patent law.
Okay.
Yes, just a suggestion, because I'm a secretary in patent law for 20 years now, and just, you know, to encourage her, it's about time management, prioritizing, and she can do it, and I hope she's listening, and if she's working in an environment that has a team, she'll get done. So at the end of the day, don't worry about it. If you have a good team, so I just wanted to encourage her just to look at herself and the way she's doing her time management in that business.
Okay. Lisa, thank you so much. You wanted to say something about time management, Sonia?
No, just but what she just said, trust your team. If you can't trust the people that you work with and who you delegate to, then I think that that's the biggest issue. It seems like she's having a problem herself disconnecting from the office because she thinks, you know, like he was saying, you're maybe too important when maybe you may not be.
Mm. Now, Sean, you mentioned something earlier, and I guess this will be one of the final points. You were talking about, you know, American workplaces don't have to give you a vacation, but as a human resources person, if you are a person who really sees the benefit of a vacation when you get a new job, should you negotiate for more if you're in one of those kinds of positions? Instead of just the basic 2 weeks, should you negotiate for the extra week or some other perks if that's the kind of job?
Absolutely. I've done a lot of staffing and human resources work, and one of the oldest secrets are most companies will give you a third week of vacation simply for asking. And the reason for that is simple. When you're recruiting someone, typically if they've been at a company for more than 3 or 4 years, they've probably got to the point where they've accrued 3 to 4 weeks of vacation. So when you ask someone to come work for your company, you don't want them to feel like they're taking a step back. So typically, all you got to do is almost ask for it. And usually they might do the, well, let me go talk to the manager, use car dealer kind of thing. But at the end of the day, getting additional vacation is one of the easiest things to do when you're negotiating for a new job. So I encourage anyone in every job, regardless of what it is, always ask for more vacation.
And it's probably the easiest at the beginning when you're just starting, because you can go in and say, listen, I always take X amount of vacations or vacation time per year. Can you still facilitate that? 9 times out of 10, they will say yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's a great way to end this conversation. Sean Talley, Sonia Lowry, thank you both so much. For those of you who are interested in finding out more about my guests, I promise we'll be posting their information on WHUR.com on the Daily Drum page. And, hey, if you haven't taken a vacation, take one. And if you're just getting back, plan the next one.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher at whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night. Well, it could just be-